This is Chicago's hottest country, US 99.
Hi, Drew.
What up, Drew?
Good morning, Tim and Faith. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We are great. How are you doing?
We're fantastic. Did you guys know, by the way, that the Cubs are in the playoffs the day after your 20th wedding anniversary?
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
I don't think Faith knew that, but I knew that.
Faith knew that. She just doesn't tell you that. She likes to keep you guessing. Congratulations on the 20th. We're so excited for you. I'm figuring you got a babysitter last night. What did you do for anniversary date night?
We didn't have a babysitter. We hung out.
We didn't have a babysitter.
We did not have a babysitter because we just wanted to hang out at home.
Well, plus Audrey's 14, so she's ready to need a babysitter.
So you can leave pretty much whenever you want.
But we
had dinner with her. It was fun. It was a great day. We did nothing, hung out in our sweats all day. It's been busy for the last couple of weeks, so we just... Sometimes doing nothing is like going on the best vacation ever.
Yeah, staycation.
Absolutely. Soul to Soul 2017 World Tour. The number one question we got from your Chicago fans, why now?
You know, we talked about it. It's been 10 years since the last one, and we've talked about it since the last day of the last tour we did together. We've talked about, all right, will we do this again? When will we do this again? If we do this again? And, and over the years, we've always made little notes. Well, if we ever get the tour again, we'd like to try this, or... You know, if it happens, we never knew if it was going to happen or not because, you know, with kids and careers, and you never know if your career was even going to be viable 10 years from now when you did the last one. So you never know. I think the first element is the kids are in great places. They're, you know, our oldest two are in college and doing fantastic. Our youngest is her freshman year of high school, and she's doing great. And then we looked at our team that we had around us. And I think that was the biggest factor in deciding to put this tour together and do it now. Is we had the best team in the history of music around us right now. And so I think that was, we felt very supportive.
It takes a village, as you know.
It does.
Raise kids and to put a tour together.
Mary Beth wants to know, since Soul to Soul is happening next year, going back to the beginning, Faith, do you remember the first time you met Tim back in 96? Did you know he was the one right away? Do you remember that? She was curious.
We actually met before 96, but we only met once.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. I didn't know that I knew that I was very attracted in, you know.
Keep going.
Talk more about me, baby.
Get too close because, you know, it's just so hard. I thought, how could it possibly work with two artists? You know, both of us were really working towards the height of our careers and incredibly busy. And and my first priority in life, even before music, is I really, really, really wanted a family. And I thought, there's no way that I'm going to meet someone in the business that would have that same goal. And once finding out that he did, then it was like, this is over. We're done. This is going to happen.
We
hit hard, fell in love, but then we had the practicality of actually trying to be adult about it.
That's right. You got to put in the work.
We had to sit and discuss what we wanted out of life. We know we had these big careers that we were working on and what we wanted to get out of life and what our priorities were going to be. We actually had an adult discussion before we got too deep involved. Once we knew we had to make a decision whether we were going all in or we were going to sort of, all right, maybe we just shouldn't do this, we had a pretty adult conversation about it.
So you've been married 20 years. Kathy wants to know, would you ever do a movie together?
Yeah, we would if it was the right thing.
Yeah, I think we would, But I wouldn't want to do a love story. I don't know.
No, you want to do the complete opposite of your normal life.
Yeah, I want to be a superhero. I want to, like, kick somebody's butt. I do.
Mine. She'd want me to be able to kick my butt.
No, I want to do, I want to do something like that. That would be so much fun.
You could be Wonder Woman, Faith.
I don't have the upper...
All I know is that when you were on stage of the Ryman earlier this week, the comment that I got from the ladies was, how is Faith standing in those heels?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, those shoes were comfortable because they were, those were comfortable. There are some that are, I should never stand in and probably won't again, but no, those were pretty comfortable.
Let me say, she killed it on stage the other night. It was awesome to watch.
The videos looked amazing.
Oh, awesome, good. It was fun. It was the first time for us to play the Ryman together, and it was special for us. It was special for everyone that we work with, and our family and fans that came in. We had a few industry friends there too.
Mm-hmm.
that
some great artists, friends, great who were there to
singer,
support
writers,
it.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was a great night.
Angela wanted to know where the heck you got your inspiration, Tim, to put Milk Duds on your popcorn, because she loves the combination now.
From my wife.
Faith, it was you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I do. I can't have, I don't care if I've just eaten a 15-course meal, which, by the way, I never have eaten that, but if I had, if we go see a movie, I cannot watch a movie without popcorn and then Milk Duds in my popcorn and a Coke.
That is just crazy fun. I would never think of that combination.
Good. It works.
Stephanie wants to know, for Faith, what are you most proud of today?
I'm most proud of my children, my family.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God every second of the day for my family.
Me too.
That's what I'm most proud of, honestly.
Have you ever canceled a show just to get back home because you missed each other? You're going to be on the road together, but before you were separated, do you ever say, you know what, I can't do it, I got to get home to my babies?
We've never canceled a show because our shows have always been scheduled, honestly, around our kids' schedule, and that is because of the people that we work with. They know that is our first priority, so we work so hard to try and
not have scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, not have. Sometimes things will pop up you can't miss out on.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we believe that people paid hard-earned money to buy tickets to the shows, and we've only had to cancel a couple of shows only due to either weather or
not being able to sing.
Or not being able to sing because of a very bad illness, like bronchitis, mm-hmm. where you can't even speak. But that's it.
After all the years we've been doing this, I think I've a handful of shows I've had to do that. And a couple last year. I think last year I had a really bad throat infection, so I had
that was awful.
It was awful. I couldn't even talk.
You were so upset about that.
I was upset.
That.
I hate it because I hate canceling a show, because I've only done it maybe two or three times in my career. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, we were so lucky to see you for Lake Shake as one of our headliners this year. Next year, Tim and Faith, Soul to Soul 2017 at the L State Arena. We love you in Chicago. We can't wait to see you back in town.
We love Chicago. I can't wait to see everybody. We are looking so forward to it. So thank you so much.
Have a fabulous weekend, you two.
You do the same.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.